tied together.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Friday, the 4th of May, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. A real quick heads up for you, sonsoflibertyradio.com to see who we are, what it is that we do, what we look like, perhaps. sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to my Facebook and click on there if you're normal, if you're not a lunatic, a weirdo, or a sort of bad guy, is one of those guys. If you're not, if you're a good guy and you're a doer of the word, not here, or only deceiving yourself, well, you know, we want you there. You know, we want normal people. You know, we don't want none of them flaky kinds.
Make sure you take baths, too.
Bradley, and you take bath. And if you can't, well, listen, I'll send you a bar of soap and go down to the river. Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my, on my Twitter, excuse me, which is Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I got some good news for you. We should start calling this Good News Friday if we can. You know, look, and I'm talking about good news, fruitful news, those that are producing results for the good people, the patriots, the Christians, the conservatives, the real ones, yeah? All right. Now, I got to tell you something really quick, because I think it's important for people to hear this. So this morning, I'm trying to sleep in just a little bit, because I just got caught up with everything. And folks, it's 24/7. Literally, it is. And what happens is I get up because I couldn't not sleep because of my child. I couldn't sleep anymore because I kept hearing this, and it's like, Sam, my little boy, what's okay? I'm up now. And isn't it interesting, folks, if you have kids, all of a sudden they make all that noise. And then all of a sudden when you get up,
no more noise.
You don't need, yeah, they don't have no more noise going on. And then you go into the living room and you see them lay down on the couch. But what's interesting is when what happens is every morning, my kids let the cats in. We keep them downstairs. Excuse me. We keep them downstairs. And so I'm laying there. I'm already up. And all of a sudden, I start hearing this. Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like some motorcycles.
Okay, but I have two of them. Yeah, no, those aren't motorcycles. Guys, these are supercharged cats. Adrian and Rocky. You know how most folks, okay, you know how most cats, they purr real loud?
Yeah.
Dude, my cats have like motors or something, and that's what they sound like. I mean, really, that's what they sound like.
Like somebody's got a Harley running right in your living room.
It's like, okay, cat, I'll pet you. But that's what they sound like when they're purring.
That cat loves you.
I don't know. Is it the coffee that we feed our cats in the morning? They drink.
You feed your cats.
Shovels
coffee?
Full. Yeah.
Oh,
dude, they get
could have
lattes, espresso. Yeah. Well, wouldn't you do that for your cat?
Well, I have a rabbit.
You know, I've seen that rabbit. As a matter of fact, that's Dominic's rabbit, Jake's little boy.
True.
And I've eyed that rabbit out, and I'll tell you what. I feel like going to the grocery store and get some barbecue sauce because that's a nice, healthy-looking rabbit. That's a nice meal.
They call it some conies? Some coney stew?
Yes. And if I can have one of the legs, that'd be great for my keychain.
That's right.
But you really do have a... What's the rabbit's name, Jake?
Rex. Captain Rex. The captain.
I bet that rabbit doesn't purr like my cat's purr, though.
No, he's actually very antisocial.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's maybe my wife.
Maybe he needs some dangerous psychotropic drugs or something.
Maybe that's what we could do. Yeah. Do you think they make those for animals?
I'm sure.
I bet they do. They don't have to have a wife.
Well, they probably don't give them to animals because they want to protect the animals. It's just them.
Stupid humans.
I wasn't going to say stupid human. Wasteful humans.
Yeah, or that too.
Space, time, energy.
Taking all the rabbits'
resource.
Food. I mean, for crying out loud. I saw a rabbit the other day just running around. It didn't have a home. It just looked lost and bewildered.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went over to my neighbor's house and I said, look, dude, you're going to have to do something about that rabbit. I mean, it's in your backyard. Otherwise, I'm kicking you out of your house and I'm putting the rabbit there.
That's right.
And he said, you know, I'm really sorry. I'm going to do something.
Can I give you an actual stat? This is sick. Do you know that more? Money.
Oh, yeah.
You go to PetSmart, Petco, they take in more money to help out homeless animals than missionaries take to foreign countries to serve mankind.
Yeah.
That's sick. Mm-hmm. Wow. It's supposed to be a good news, good day Friday.
That's right.
Fruitful Friday.
Good Friday.
Yeah.
I can
see. You got the fruit hanging on the vine right here, folks.
There we go.
Jake and Bradley.
I'm here.
Okay.
Bradley's here.
But when we come back, let's talk about some good news. Did you hear about Billy Graham?
Yeah.
Good for him. Yeah. He finally stood up.
We just posted that on Sons of Liberty Media, too, folks, for all of you that want to check out the story.
He's saying, I can't believe that we've come to this point that we would actually be doing a vote on a constitutional ban. Isn't that crazy?
It's going on in North Carolina, right?
In North Carolina,
yeah. I understand what
he said,
speaking.
Folks, it's time to stand up for marriage in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Billy, we've been saying that for a long time. Your track record is you've been around for, I believe, what is it, 93 years? Okay, he's been around a little bit longer than we have. But he's finally standing up, folks. Now, if he could do this nationally, mm-hmm. he could shut it down in a night.
That's
he
right.
could. He really could. Yep. And he's got the power to do that. Well, so you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We're going to get on track when we come back. And by the way, if you have a cat that purrs like mine, I want to hear about it. If you have a rabbit that looks like Captain Rex, I want to eat it. I mean, I want you to give us a call. 1-877-807-9977 or sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come right back and kick it off again for you.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
www.thewishradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Yeah! Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I've said this so many times before, but we really have to sooner or later. We got to talk to Mr. Ted.
No.
And see if he'll get a camera in here, folks, because it's animation to the fullest. You're going to think we're normal when you see us.
Mm-hmm. Until.
It's more than just radio here.
Yeah, I got my rabbit on the desk right now, but you all can't see him and he can't talk.
So well, they can see us on the mainstream media because we're always getting in trouble for the right reasons there.
That's a good
but when
reason.
We're in here, we're always having fun.
That's right.
And I
shoot all and I have fun too.
Well,
get the parrot there.
You're the parrot. Well, I got you. I don't need that parrot.
I got you. I don't need the
Speaking
parrot.
Speaking of...
That was stupid.
Wow, that was... Wow, Kerry. So, sometimes they say you're wise if you just hold your tongue.
Or hold your finger.
Better
to be silent and be considered wise than to open your mouth and remove all...
be considered a fool than to speak and to remove all doubt.
Okay, now this is Jake's wife correcting Jake. Okay, real quick. Okay, go ahead, Jake. It's all yours for a second.
WND, folks. Front page. Bradley has
There's only 102 column. Comments. There should be about 1,000 of them now. It's brand new this morning. Check it out on WND.
It's fantastic. As a matter of fact, it's being circulated now amongst quite a few circles. Give it the weekend. I'd say by Monday it's going to be circulated a lot more broadly. There's a video on this Joker that we've been talking about, Dan Savage, over the past couple of days. And this video puts everything together and depicts it perfectly. And when you shoot this out to people, relatives, friends, that say, well, I can't believe there's actually somebody like this that exists.
Here, look, can I add a little frosting onto that cake? Dan Savage, folks, everybody knows what happened with him last week, how he attacked the Bible. He said it was bull blank. He was spewing out sexual innuendos during his speech to students at a high school forum. Convention. He began to attack Christian kids, calling them pansy blanks. But what's interesting is more than 100 students stood up and walked out during his derogatory, perverted, deranged, vulgar, and backward-meaning speech in his forum. It gets better than that, folks. What's also interesting is he's also the author, Dan Savage. He's the face for the homosexual radicals. President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama's anti-bullying spokesperson.
Ah, right back to the White House.
Listen to what the name of his book was. This is Dan Savage, folks. The Tolerance Victimized...
Non-perverted 47-year-old?
Yes, non-perverted 47-year-old wrote a book called Skipping Towards Gomorrah. He's daring God's justice, folks. I got to say this, and I want everybody to hear me clearly. I am so happy Dan Savage opens his mouth. He exemplifies, exhibits my point to a T. Do you know how much damage this guy just brought upon himself? See what happens when you spit against heaven? You fall back on your own face. What's happening? It's all, the mask is off. Folks, what we're finding is that hate and intolerance towards anyone is exemplified by the radical homosexuals who resist their perversion. I think everybody's starting to get it now. They're starting to understand, thanks to Dan Savage. We love him, man. Keep talking, Daddy. Yeah. You know what's interesting, too, about Dan Savage? He also, I kid you negative, licks door handles. This is the guy speaking to kids and students in public schools on the behalf of Barack Hussein Obama. He licks door handles, folks, in hopes that some will get sick. He said that on HBO, he wished all Republicans were blanking dead. Who's doing the assaulting? Who's doing the attacking, folks? You know, the best thing the homosexual communities can do right now is to shut their stinking mouths. Because it's all over them in every sense of the word. The mask is off, friends. It's completely off. And I guarantee you there's backlash coming from the left and the right, the north, the south, the east, and the west right now. I guarantee it. It's also interesting, Mr. Dan Savage, the victim of bigotry and hatred, said of a candidate for Senate that he should be dragged behind a pickup truck until there's nothing left but the rope. Well, that's interesting that Dan Savage, the spokesperson for the anti-bullying movement on the behalf of President Barack Hussein Obama and the homosexual agendists, would say something like that, because that stands contrary to the radical homosexual agenda premise for hate crimes legislation. Boy, every time this guy turns around, he's stepping in it. He said on Bill Maher's show, Dan Savage, President Barack Hussein Obama's anti-bullying spokesperson to students across the country. He's also got his own show on MTV, parents. He's about as mentally ill as they come. He's a sick-minded individual. He's deranged in every sense of the word. If he's not licking doorknobs, friends, in hopes that people would get sick, not saying that the Republicans, he wished they were all blanking dead, then guess what else he's doing with his time? Savage said on Bill Maher's show on HBO, I sometimes think about blanking the blank out of Santorum, Rick Santorum, friends. I think he needs it. Sodomizing him is what he's saying. Let's bone that Santorum, said Dan Savage, President Barack Hussein Obama's anti-bullying spokesperson to the young in this country. You know what's blow away about all this? Now everybody gets what I've been saying for the last 10 years.
Don't listen to the righteous say it. You listen to him.
Oh, no. I'm trying to figure out that what is he the victim of? You know what they resort to whenever you stand up against them? Name-calling, bigotry, hate. No. Hate to you, my friend, is the fact that you hate the law.
Yep. The same thing criminals resort to whenever police officers are around.
This man, by the way, folks, if you look at his history, and he's emboldened to do this, by the way, because of this president.
Yep.
What's interesting, and by the way, they're going after, there's no getting around it. I'll play everything from Dan Savage. We just put the video out on WorldNet Daily, friends. They're aiming for your kids. They're aiming for your kids. And you have the ACLU helping these people? You know what the leftists are doing right now, friends? that don't like the laws of the republic. You know what they're doing? They're trying to justify this guy the best way they can. And guess what they're doing? They're falling right on their face because they can't do it. The man, a man of this sort used to be jailed for these sort of things, friends. Now he's being hailed by this administration. Well, he attacks anybody that speaks out. Well, you know what? I'm speaking out, and I'm going to keep speaking out, and I'm going to keep standing up, and I'm going to keep standing up. And every time they attack, oh, the damage they do. Oh, the damage they do. Keep talking, folks. Keep talking, you leftist blog freaks. You outdo yourselves. You outdo yourselves and you undo yourselves in every sense of the word. That you would sit here and prop up a guy that attacks kids, students, in a forum on journalism had nothing to do with what you were talking about. Nothing. But he felt emboldened to do it anyways, didn't he, friends? Wow, that's amazing to me. So next time you hear hate, no, it's not hate. They just don't like to be exposed. Next time you hear bigot, say, yep, I am. I'm a bigot from A to Z, friends. I believe my creed and I'm sticking by it. Something wrong with this situation. Big time. Well, you just look at the authors of the bill like Barney Franks. You don't have to go any further. His name came up in a pedophile case. Little boy came out, spoke out against him, Paul Benazzi. Said that he was hired to go to his house. He's a pedophile, said Paul Benazzi. He admitted to having a homosexual prostitution situation going out of his house in Washington, D.C. He admitted this. That's who's promulgating all these bills, who's attempting to put gas on the fire. But what they have to do is they have to push anybody back that opposes them. Pockets of resistance, said Chafe Elblum. And it's a government interest that they're working for. Why? Because it throws over the rule of law, right and wrong. And all those that are just sitting back and just sympathize and say, peace and blessings, man, them people are messed up. Well, if you know they're messed up, then what are you letting them do what they're doing for? Everybody says there's something wrong with them people. Yeah, there is. They want to make laws to shut you up. To overthrow your First Amendment. Yeah, they do want to do something about the situation. Well, you're falling for the fact that they're the victims. They're making laws to make sure that you don't say anything against them. Right. So there you have it. What do you think of that, friends?
WND.com front page.
Thank you.
Check out that column.
And you'll understand why there's so many comments. Do leave a comment. You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come back. Heather's going to give you some good news. By the way, this is my good news. I love this. Keep talking, Danny. Come on, keep bringing it on, boy. You keep picking on them little kids, won't you? Ah, oh, what a tough guy. All right.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
My name is Michael. I listen to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake on WXME in Monticello, Maine. And Bradley and Jake are not only a breath of fresh air. They are a whole new atmosphere.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Extend your life.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Just talking about our doorknob licker, Dan Savage, the deranged individual. Jake, I just had to jump on and...
Yeah, I think it's great. And folks, you definitely want to catch this because I'll send this video to different people, you know, from time to time when we do a new video or do a new column. But we got some national reaction immediately this morning. And so, folks, on the front of WND, we've Facebooked it. Also, too, for all of you folks that follow us on Facebook, I want you to go to Sons of Liberty Facebook as well. Like that page. Bradley's got it on his Facebook. And you want to disseminate this amongst the people. That's what the Sons of Liberty do. They get the information that flashes out to the colonies.
Now, real quick, I got Heather in here. Now, when I was talking about the doorknob licker, Dan Savage, President Hussein Obama's face for the radical homosexual initiative.
Bullets.
You were bringing up the fact that he doesn't just lick doorknobs.
No.
Wow.
He was bragging about how in offices, and it wasn't just one particular candidate, he said he'll literally go around in their offices and he'll lick staples, their staplers, tape dispensers, doorknobs.
Why is he doing that?
He'll
lick that's normal.
I do, dude.
I mean, hey, as soon as I get done, I'll probably lick your fingers. You know, probably lick your phone.
Like the keyboard on my phone.
Right now I'm licking the mic. It's delicious. How many people have been spitting on this microphone?
Because that's just normal behavior. That's normal Christian behavior.
Yeah, that's
normal,
not mentally ill behavior at all.
Well, and if you didn't hear the story, when he was at the convention, he was actually attacking the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Is that about the stupidest thing you've ever heard? But folks, he's attacking your foundations.
But not attacking Christianity, though. Just the Bible.
Because that's how he was raised.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, stumbling block in that Bible is his problem. That's why he tries to discredit it. He might want to talk to Voltaire.
Yeah, or anybody else
that is tempted to dare God's justice. He's doing that right now, so let's just watch his life.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I suppose now I'm daring God's justice is not a good place to put yourself.
God does not mock, the Bible says.
It's that simple.
Whatsoever.
Okay. Now, with that, I also wanted to let you know, if they don't have Dan Savage licking doorknobs and attacking students that don't agree with the homosexual lifestyle, then what they're doing is, by the way, this was President Obama's anti-bullying spokesperson for students across the country. And he specifically picked Dan Savage, just so everybody understands that. See, you have to commit a crime before you can be a part of the administration, friends. That's how it works.
Yep.
Just ask Kathleen
Sebelius.
Siberian.
Sebelius.
Yeah, abortion industry. I mean, anybody around him, I mean, yeah. They're flaky people, man.
Yeah, I don't know much about the Constitution. That's what our attorneys like Eric Holder knows about, I think, or something.
You know what's also interesting about these people? They never ask questions. They just take your words and they omit and they add to and they contrive. Yeah. And then they make sentences and then they give it over to Rachel Maddow. Oh, dang it. Speaking of Rachel Maddow on NBC again, they just fired a third person over the Zimmerman edit.
Yeah, but it's not a big deal. It's not enough to apologize to people about it.
No.
Come on. Gee whiz. People get fired every day.
That just happened today, friends.
Yeah.
NBC gets it again. They're in trouble again. Zimmerman family, what are people posting? Zimmerman family should go after NBC. You know what? In that particular situation, and by the way, the supposed riots that are taking place across the country right now, black and white, because of the Zimmerman case, NBC should be held responsible for that too.
Yeah.
Legally. There's, folks,
there are accessories to it.
Oh, you mean like when my house was being put up online and my address was put up online and death threats came to me? Yeah!
And why was that?
Is that what's going on here with NBC? Yeah. Well, you know what?
Speaking of bullies.
Yeah, no. They're the victims. They're the victims.
While they're in the White House.
Yeah. So, I mean, you get it.
Being victimized in the White House.
So, anyways, let me go to Charles Carroll, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and then I'm going to give it over to Heather real quick. He said, without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, like Dan Savage, attacking the Bible, whose morality is so sublime and pure and ensures to the good eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments. Okay, so his mask is off. 10 cheers for Dan Savage and his radical homosexual attack method. So, students, keep on agreeing with him. Keep going, brother.
Don't stop now.
Now, here's some more good news for you. Just this day, we caught wind of this, and Heather's going to share that with you.
Well, last week, we saw that Freedom From Religion, those really interesting people there.
Isn't it Freedom For Religion?
No, just from religion.
Oh.
Yeah, not of religion.
No, like, but doesn't
Freedom of Religion.
Article 1 of the Bill of Rights doesn't say some freedom.
I'm confused.
Of. Freedom of
Freedom for?
Freedom of religion, not freedom from religion.
Oh.
Along with the ACLU, Freedom From Religion is trying to redefine the intent of Article 1 of the Bill of Rights.
They wouldn't do that. I mean, that's like social engineering. That doesn't happen.
Well,
let's
see what O'Hara has to say.
Okay.
Go ahead, Hitty.
So, last week, they decided they were going to go against the city of Woonsocket, Rhode Island, because they have a World War I and World War II memorial that has a cross on it.
Oh, my gosh.
And they demanded that they remove it. No.
You got to be kidding.
Woonsocket, where?
There
Rhode
are
Island.
Folks.
Rhode Island.
The atheists, no, this isn't even funny. This you start trodden on my conscience here, and this is where I start to get jacked.
Yep.
They're attacking our foundations of those that ratified the Constitution with the price of their lives and their blood. Listen carefully, friends. They're attacking.
That's the extent of it.
But it didn't fly, from what I understand.
Nope. What happened is about 1,500 people, many of them veterans, they turned out and they did a big, huge protest and defied the freedom from religion.
Yeah.
And the mayor also stood up and said, no, we're going to fight this. We're not going to, because people want it here. We put it here. And
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, so it didn't take a high-powered attorney. It didn't take going to the Supreme Court.
Yep. Actually, some of the protesters, they actually were carrying crosses that said, don't cross God.
Amen. Yeah, you
put it in perspective. That's exactly right.
Well, are these things embedded into our society?
They are.
Christian
They're
crosses,
blood-bought.
Moses and the Ten Commandments. Why all of a sudden did they become a big offense and all of a sudden now they're unconstitutional? Because they've dummied down the last four generations to believe what they're saying is true. The problem is nobody believes what they're saying is true.
That's right.
Huh?
Prime example of the dummying down, if you go to some of the Occupy protesters.
Oh, that was great.
that, and MRC's put out a couple pieces. Oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. But they're such a small minority. But here you had a...
But the media blows sleeping. Them up like they're the big
huge.
Deal, man.
This is our kid. This is this generation.
Yes.
That's that hasn't been what we've saw.
Not at all.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, they're seeing
it's
who's
the
doing
contrary.
The bullying.
That's what they're afraid of. That's why they have to polarize anybody that stands up for them.
That's right.
Jamming. I'm polarized. And I ain't talking about a bear, neither.
No, sir. No,
big
no,
white
no.
bear. No.
I'll say one cool quote, too, from the mayor who stood up at this rally. He said, the monument stays where it is, how it is. There's no negotiation.
Amen. Hmm. Yeah. I wonder if he would have
no
said that if the people wouldn't have stood up. No. Seriously.
Yeah.
That's this
so
is how
the
you hold.
That spoke through their.
That's right. That's there. How you have to speak through your representatives. Is right. You have to hold their feet to the fire. And
demand
guess what
it.
He did? That's right. Amen.
Demand it. 15,000 in a small little Rhode Island, by the way, was started for religious freedom. That was why it was started. Actually, Mr.
Freedom from religion.
I forgot his name.
Who?
Freedom for religion. The guy who started Rhode Island, and now I've forgotten his name. And that was really.
I can
bad.
See his face. I can see his face.
Dang it.
Yeah.
No.
Jake. Okay, we're talking about dummies here.
I know.
And this guy opens
dummying
his mouth.
Down.
You know, the Lord did use an ass to speak through him, though.
That's true. That's
okay.
true.
So open your mouth.
There's hope. There's hope.
All right. Just go ahead and open it up, Jake.
Roger. Roger.
That's right. That's right.
Roger Williams.
Yes.
Roger Williams.
I was. Gonna,
I didn't even need Google for that. It came to my memory.
I would have told you that, but I didn't want to make you look.
Thank
I didn't
you.
Want you to shine like a diamond in front of everybody.
You let me come out of
I
it.
Kind
and
of,
I appreciate
just,
it.
And you worked yourself out
that's
of that.
Right. That's
like
right.
A, like a butterfly. It's like basic training. Now you get the medal. You
that's
don't
right.
get it at the beginning. You
this
get it at the end.
This is positive radio at its
it,
best.
It totally is.
Right here.
It totally is.
You know.
You're the best.
This is great. I'm
I
feeling
knew,
really good
I
right
knew
now.
Roger Williams was going to come out of this mix, and I could see him bubble up.
Yeah.
Like a bubble from the bottom of a lake right to the top of the surface.
Isn't that
there
what
it
truth
is.
Does? Truth does it every single time.
Yep.
Good guys win.
William Cullen Bryant rightly said, truth crushed to the earth will rise again. It doesn't need to be propped up, folks.
I don't know if it's just me, but Christ, they tried to withhold him with death.
And
out
did,
of all things.
Yeah, and what happened? It spread his message.
Rose again and exploded throughout the world, and now we have freedom.
That's right. And what does Scripture say? Had they known, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory,
yeah,
because that's the power of resurrection. Yep. And by the way, let's talk about this too for a real quick second, since you brought up Scripture. Jesus came into the world for judgment, that the prince of the world would be judged through what? The cross. It's the power of God unto salvation.
That's the redemption.
Power of God unto salvation, friends. Power of God unto salvation.
That's why the more the enemy screams, like we talked about in the beginning.
Let him scream.
It works for us.
Totally does.
It's redemptive.
Just think how many kids are in school today and students are in school today learning the Constitution, learning the Bible, the mix.
Yep.
Because of this administration, folks. You got to look at it as a positive, friends. Just give them enough rope and they'll do it to themselves. And they are.
Yep.
History repeats itself that way.
Yeah?
The Lord is known by the judgments which he executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Let them do it to themselves. They do a better job than you could ever do for themselves. But you have to simply stand up and bring forth God's ordinances, laws, and statutes to make clear what the problem is. And by the way, we're not the standard. God is. God is the giver of rights. Who is the definer of the given laws then? He who gave us our rights.
That's right.
End of story.
Yep.
I just seen on a post, an atheist said, so how do you define who gives morals, and how do you define right and wrong? Well, who gave them? Who gave it? God did. Yeah. Common sense. You know how you confuse an atheist, folks? Ask him where he came from. Yeah. His circular reasoning to him. He'll sit there and he'll spend his whole life trying to figure it out. Yeah. And I don't say that in a mockingly fashion, folks. I say that in a serious, I guess I kind of am, but I didn't mean to. Because we desire all mankind's redemption, not their condemnation.
But repentance isn't going to come unless they are confronted by truth.
That's right.
It's the only time repentance can come.
And condemnation is to those that love darkness rather than the light, John 3:18. Mm-hmm. And then if we go over to Romans 8, it says, therefore there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after
the flesh.
The flesh, but after
spirit.
The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. What do you mean by that? Just read the word, man. You'll get it. The Holy Ghost comes down. He convicts of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He breaks you down to nothing. He can't create anything out of you until you are nothing. And he can't fill you up until everything out of you is out, so he can fill you up. Yeah?
I encourage you to become nothing.
Amen. In Christ, where you become everything. Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we had to share this. It was just absolutely just so precious.
It's warming to the heart.
The cackles of my heart have been touched. In all seriousness, it was cute. Go ahead, Jake.
This works well, too, folks, for all of you to like our Facebook page. So when we're engaging in dialogue here and you're not able to get to a phone, which is what we want you to do at first, but if we don't have time, we don't give the number, send us a Facebook. And Monica, this was lovely. She sent us saying, quote, "My cat, Sunshine, not only purrs loud."
That's my cat, Monica. You'll never do better than that. I bet your cat's cool, though.
She tried to one-up you, though. She said she not only purrs loud, she snores loud.
Well, okay, now, too. You know what? Monica, that is enough. Enough is enough. You know what? I'm going to stick my cats on her cat.
He snores
I've
loud,
had
too.
It.
You
yeah.
know? Monica,
I mean,
keep your...
Isn't that what bullies do?
Yes, that's right. Your cats. And next is my rabbit, Monica.
Now, here's the question, Monica. What's your cat's name? Because it ain't Rocky, and it ain't Adrian. We know what happens if you touch Adrian. Rocky's going to be all over you, right?
That's right.
Like white on rice.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, oh.
Sunshine?
Oh, is that what she named it?
Sunshine is the name of the cat.
Is that what she said?
Yeah. No boxing gloves on Sunshine, I can tell you that much.
Guaranteed. No way.
But I'm sure Sunshine is lovely and Monica,
you know what I hear in the back?
Lovely too.
And I can see my cat jumping around right now on both of his feet.
Get him, Rock. Tear him to pieces, Rock. Rock, you can take this guy, Rocky.
All right.
The Eye of the Tiger.
No.
The Eye of Adrian?
No.
The Eye of the Cat?
No.
The Eye of Rocky?
No. The Eye of Rocky, indeed. We're talking about Rocky and Sunshine. Let's put them in a ring.
All right.
You know what? That's a good idea. We should put politicians in a ring.
That's right. Let them fight
If they're going to cause the wars, then let them battle it out right in front of everybody to see rather than millions of people dying in the process.
I think that's how Barney Frank lost his top teeth. I think he got in the ring with somebody. And
what was her name?
I don't know.
Ah, you know, it's about getting a job.
What was her name?
I don't know.
Jake, that one kind of jumped over the top of you, I think.
It did.
Yeah, you said he got in the ring. I said, what was her name? Who beat him up?
Yeah, some girl, but I don't know who. Maybe it was Sunshine. Maybe Sunshine,
you know what,
the cat.
No, this is what's going to happen.
Maybe Sunshine.
Do you understand what I'm telling you? Let's take this real slow for a second.
I was hoping you could explain it off air, but we could do it on air, too.
Bony Flank.
Bony.
Okay, Bony.
Not a job.
Hey, folks. Hey, let me say this. There's a difference, in a serious note, in talking about Barney Franks, and we're having a little fun with that, right? Mm. There's a difference when you're dealing with people that are wicked. Because the wicked know what they do.
Yes.
Okay? There's a difference between having mercy upon those that have no knowledge between good and evil. Barney Franks knows what he does. So if I hear some sympathizer out there just, oh, you know, we need to show compassion and love. To give the love in truth is the compassion that I have to offer to a man that knows that he's at war with God. That's not hard to figure out. I get that.
Yeah. Police officers get it.
I mean, if a man commits a crime, right?
Against an innocent person.
Okay, the judge is going to say, did you know that that was against the law? And the man says, well, no, I didn't. Let's say, you know, a speeding violation. Mm-hmm. The judge is going to look at him and show mercy for not knowing the law.
That's right. As a matter of fact, there's a young man in St. Cloud. The judge did this. This young man, he asked him, do you know the Ten Commandments? And he said no.
This is true.
And this was his judgment. It was to learn the Ten Commandments.
That's
and as
right.
a result, that judge actually went to town all throughout the country establishing Ten Commandments monuments outside of courthouses.
Yeah, see, this is what's so cool about this show to me. I listen to it every day.
I do, too.
You know the thing? Do you?
Yeah, I do.
You do not.
I actually do.
You really listen to me, right?
Well, yeah, of course.
That's true, what you just said about the guy in St. Cloud.
Yep. I don't recall his name.
The kid didn't know it. He came from a hard background.
Yep.
And the judge took the time to show him compassion, to teach him the law.
Yep.
And now once he knew the law, if he was to end up back in court again, the judge isn't going to show mercy this time.
No, that's right.
Because now he knows.
He forsook his own mercy when he knew the law, and he went contrary to it anyhow.
And can you believe there's people out there at times, Jake?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, let's show compassion to Barney Franks.
Yeah.
He knows what he does. Folks, let me bring it in a little bit closer. He's a legislature. Why would I show compassion to someone that's supposed to be enforcing the laws? Breaking the laws.
A congressman who writes the laws.
That violates them at will. What's that called? Congressional immunity?
We get a little bit of that, you know, with parking tickets and whatnot.
Right.
This gay lover that, you know.
That's right. He doesn't have to pay that.
No, because I'm a congressman.
Come on, that's on the taxpayer dollars. You know, they trusted me enough to put me here.
That's right.
You know, we know better than they do. My name is Barney Franks, and I'm a demigod.
It's about getting a job.
No, he doesn't have. Dude, he doesn't have a voice like that. You sound like Popeye Morning.
No, he really does. He's got kind of a raspy voice.
No, that's not good at all, Jake. He talks like these Barney Franks. For those that are worried about the radical homosexual agenda. He says,
two down, two to go.
Yeah, threatening.
Yeah.
Threatening the people.
But he's not running again. Remember, he's done enough for America, he said.
He has done enough for America.
No, he said it's time for him to step down and retire.
It's time for us to stick our feet up into his backside.
And that's what's going to happen.
Right out of where he's at.
Because he got redistricted, and now he's not going to be able to win because they're the same people that have been duped over by his garbage.
Garbage.
I'm sure that has nothing to do with
it. No, let's call it for what it is, for his crimes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Crimes.
It's important to interject this, Jake, that policy follows law. Laws don't follow policy. And so when we're talking about 10,000 commandments of men, they're made through policy because man won't listen to God's 10 commandments, which were not suggestions. So when we're talking about Bounty Flank and his pedophilia, which is a fact, by the way, the bottom line is we can't just look at him like, oh, he did his job, now go home and do your thing. No, I'd like to see his record. I bet it would be appalling to everybody that listens to this radio show on a daily basis. Appalling, friends. There's always, I remember hearing a guy from a family council place here said, you know, I'd love to sit down and talk with him. Barney Frank, yeah, he's always getting picked on by everybody. No. He puts himself in a position to be picked on because he does stupid things.
Poor congressman getting picked on, huh?
That's assaulting the American people on a daily basis. Yeah, I guess so.
Sure.
Listen to this carefully.
That's like
everybody listen
that's
to
overcoming,
this.
Right?
It's yeah. I
it's
mean, gonna, Jesus came into the world to tell the world everything was okay,
and give them a hug and tell them about what he's going to do for them.
Win them to Jesus.
That's right.
How do you win someone to Jesus by telling them, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will in no wise have any inheritance with me, or deny yourself, drag up your cross, and bring up your cross daily? I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. Or how do I win them to Jesus by saying, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. We live in the Spirit. Let us also walk in the Spirit. How does that work out for you?
There's
when people,
grace that
folks,
them?
When you hear people say we're winning them to Jesus, nowhere in the Scriptures. It's the people that wanted to follow Jesus. Jesus turned on them, and he divided immediately because he didn't come to bring peace. He brought a sword. Now, to the broken, he always showed compassion. Listen to me. To the broken that were contrite before God and their sin before God for breaking, they were sorry for breaking God's law. He'd always show them compassion.
Yep. They had nothing left but Christ at
that's
that point.
That's exactly right. Poor in Scripture, friends, means that they're destitute of the righteousness of Christ. It doesn't mean they're broke. Man, people, think. This is why people get so caught up in their emotions. Oh, we need to show them emotions. We need to show them compassion and love and kindness. Love is found in the resurrected state of Christ. He's the standard, not in man's fallen carnal nature. I love that. Yeah.
If it's in man's fallen carnal nature, that's all you're bringing them to. You're not bringing them to a resurrected Christ.
Yeah.
And if
all,
you trample under...
And Jesus was always the one to tell people, listen, there's no name under heaven whereby men must be saved. But Jesus Christ, he's the mediator. One man. His name is Jesus Christ. That's it. You know? All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, friends. If we love people, we'll tell them that. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Why have we lost that?
Yeah.
You know, like William Booth's wife, Catherine Booth, from Salvation Army, she said when the world and the church can jog comfortably together, you know something's wrong.
Yeah.
Folks, you know something's wrong.
Yeah,
you know something's wrong.
I read a commentator who was talking about the knowing
fireball
the terror
of the
Lord.
Church.
Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. I read a commentator. He was saying it's not the terror of the Lord for those that are ungodly that you're going to talk to. It's the terror of the Lord for you're going to be held accountable for not going and talking.
Ezekiel 3, Ezekiel 33, how God said to Ezekiel that you're responsible for those that you don't warn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Responsibility. And when you take up your responsibility, when you take up your cross, then guess what? There's victory that follows.
And there's power.
Guaranteed.
A work of faith with power.
And that's what we want.
Yeah.
If we really care about them, we'll love them to Jesus the correct way, the way that he designed for us.
That's
to
right.
To.
Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7. The schoolmaster is what?
The law that brings us unto Christ.
Thank you. And that's it. And the law can do no more but to drive you to the foot of the cross to accept Jesus Christ. We can't do anything more than that. And by the way, your pastor can't do it for you. Your priest can't do it for you. Only Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit can do it for you. We love you by what we do. We thank you for tuning in every day so faithfully as you do. Again, friends, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow from 2 to 4 Central.